Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey everyone, before we really get started with episode 133, I want to take a moment to mention that I have an online workshop this coming Thursday, November 10th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is called Get Out of Your Head Mess and Find More Joy. Whoa. As an emotional and holistic health coach, I've been helping people with their mental, emotional, and physical health for 25 years now. I use an embodied healing approach. In the Get Out of Your Head Mess and Find More Joy workshop, you will discover the four key pillars to getting out of your crazy busy head that causes you anxiety and overwhelm, and how to find the joy in life that you always seem to miss, and you'll learn a whole lot more. So all of the information for registration is in a link in the show notes. And if for whatever reason you can't make this upcoming workshop, or you have listened to this podcast after the workshop has ended, you can still get on the wait list when checking out the workshop details in that link in the show notes, so that you can get notified of when the next time it's taking place. I hope to see your faces there. All right, now let's get into episode 133. Emotional healing for the hurting heart. Do you struggle to get a handle on your emotional health? Many people do. I used to at one point. Or maybe you can't seem to heal from the pain of past experiences. Many people struggle with a variety of self-worth issues, but they don't have solid strategies to detach themselves from negative thinking or destructive emotional attachments. Without helpful methods to manage destructive emotions, you really can't truly move forward. Isn't it true that your emotions really take a knock when your heart is aching? It's like you really can't get a hold of them when you're hurting. Sometimes I feel like the day of healing is a million miles away, but then I bring myself back to the strategies that I have learned over the years and that then I now teach. The difficult time you encountered in the past can take a while to be purged from your system. It is definitely healthy to experience a range of emotions. Do not push them down. Okay. This is the one thing I have really learned is when you push down your emotions, they just rise up later. They're like that in that little baggage behind you. We do have to experience these. However, it's unwise to have the negative ones consume your existence. It's okay to feel them. Yeah, feel them, digest them, metabolize them, and move on from them. The key is not to linger in these emotions. So you're better off working towards healing the hurt. That way you can start to experience joy and happiness again. Now, emotional healing is possible if you work at repairing the source of the hurt. As you'll see, that may mean making some really tough decisions. And we will get into those decisions right after the sponsor break. So one of those tough decisions is going to be removing negative influences from your life. If you're honest with yourself, you'll realize something important. Some of the negative influences may very well be the people closest to you. It's going to be a challenge separating from them, but your emotional health is far more important than maintaining those relationships. So are any of your friends guilty of adding fuel to the fire? Can you identify times when you've encouraged, when they've encouraged you to avoid forgiving someone who offended you? You can very quickly identify people whose advice is riddled with negativity. Avoid allowing the years of friendship to cloud your judgment. You can almost guarantee continued misery if you keep them in your life. And when you remove them from your life or limit your contact with them, you will free up space for more positive people and energy to enter your life. Now, another tough decision you're going to have to make is accepting responsibility for your actions. Not everyone likes to do this. It can be pretty hard to look in the mirror, right? Deep down, you know your actions resulted in the hurt that you feel, but it's difficult to accept the part you played. Confront your wrongdoings. Be courageous enough to accept responsibility for your actions. Inner peace can elude you if you try to cover up the role that you played. Inner turmoil can feel just as unbearable as physical discomfort. In the same breath, be willing to forgive yourself so you can move on to better days ahead. The forgiveness of self and showing yourself compassion really, really do move you along the healing path more quickly. You know, and sometimes accepting the responsibility for your actions is understanding that depending on what the situation is that you actually may have been the toxic one at the time. That can be a really, really hard thing to come face to face with because we're right in the midst of things. We don't realize that our own actions and everything we are doing are contributing to this toxic either environment or relationship, and we play a part in it. And it is really hard to come face to face with. But when we do, we learn and we understand what parts of our past, our present, our makeup, the patterns that we've been dealing with our whole life have caused us to be in this space. So yeah, accepting responsibility for your actions. That is a really tough decision to take and make and want to do. So I applaud anyone who really, really, really can do it. Another tough decision is living according to your moral compass. You likely have a set of morals to live by. And while you know they exist, you may sometimes avoid them when making decisions. This actually goes back into the last thing we just talked about. Abandoning morals is the easiest way to make missteps in life and a way to cause yourself great pain. Now, if you go back to your roots, take a really hard look at what really matters to you. Start to embrace those morals one by one. So one of my now moral compasses, and this didn't used to be one, but once I learned solid boundaries and really understood, you know, how I put myself into people-pleasing roles in the past, is that one of my moral compasses now is freedom. Freedom from myself. Freedom from former thoughts and negative patterns that kept me stuck. Freedom to see all that is going on around me. Freedom to make my own decisions. Freedom to choose what I want. Freedom. What's one of yours? You're going to want to start to repair how you approach situations. If making a decision means abandoning your moral compass, please take another route. Just like any other compass, your moral compass keeps you on track. Even if you waver just a little, you are then very much off track. It's best to avoid getting lost in the sea of emotional decision-making, especially when you're letting other people make decisions for you. Now, another tough decision to make is commitment to daily renewal. The road to emotional healing is far and long. That's not something that happens overnight. It takes time. And your commitment is what will get you there. It's something that usually takes quite a bit of time to achieve, but it can be done. All you need to do is recommit to the cause every morning when you wake up. you know, and when you go to bed, like, I am going to bed with, I am clearing my conscience. Tomorrow is a new day that I am moving forward with my healing. Daily renewal is the best way to turn your healing into habit. When you go for days without that renewal, it's really, really easy to slip back into the heartache that you may be feeling. So be fair to yourself. And remember, you deserve the time to heal. You deserve your own love in this process. At the end of each day, celebrate your progress. Stay positive. Congratulate yourself for completing one more day of healing and positive living. That does not mean that negative things are not going to come up. That just means that you're going to deal with them, you're going to move on, and you're going to keep staying as positive as you can. You'll find you rest way more easily at night when you do this. So achieving emotional healing really isn't an automatic process. It takes time and a lot of attention. Now is the time to really take care of yourself. We are in the seasonal change and just went through daylight savings time. Like, time change, it takes a big, like, sets us off course a little bit. So this focus you need right now is really, really important, especially as we go into the holidays where we can get thrown off really easily. So focus on what you need and block out the noise around you. Use the tips that I discussed here to help you on your healing journey. And if you want to explore deeper work and deeper transformation, reach out and book a Heal Your Story strategy session to discuss which of my programs might be right for your healing needs. I am sending you all tons of love. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.